take it to the top. To the top, not the bottom of the top. Top talent.
Welcome to Top Talent, the fascinating podcast about incredible talent with your host, former radio personality and resident rhymer Richie Phillips. And now, without further blabbing from me, your virtual announcer, who really doesn't exist in the flesh, as if you couldn't guess. Coming to you direct from his basement next to the hot water heater, here's Richie.
Well, here we go again. Welcome to Top Talent. This is the podcast that originates from and celebrates upstate New York's capital region, featuring the talent who lives here, talent that's going to be coming to the area to perform. Of course, that's not happening right now, but we're doing as much as we can. My name is Richie Phillips, a.k.a. Rhymin' Richie, former co-host of an award-winning radio show here in the capital region. I was on the air here for 30 years. Radio was very, very good to me, gave me a chance to show off what I do, make up weird novelty songs, and now I want to give back and show off your talents out there, and there are some incredible ones. I already featured this lady once before, had her on the podcast in 2019. She is Madison Vandenberg, best known for her top three finish on American Idol in 2019, which was such an exciting time for all of us to see her do that. From her Idol audition, which went viral, and it rendered Lionel Richie absolutely speechless, to her duet with Pat Benatar, her dynamic covers of artists like Alicia Keys and Celine Dion. She has attracted millions of fans, hundreds of thousands of social media followers, and since her appearances on Idol, she's been featured on TV. She's performed in front of live audiences coast to coast. She actually did the national anthem for the San Francisco 49ers 70,000-seat Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, which was unbelievable. And countless live streaming sessions on Instagram. She pops on there on Facebook and Twitch. Known for her powerhouse vocals. And let's see, she's got a new song out. I'm going to give you a little bit of a clip of it right here. She's working on a catalog of all new material. And I'm just so happy to have her here on my podcast once again. This is part two of Madison Vandenberg here on
Top Talent.
Hello?
Madison.
How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm excited.
Well, I am psyched about this. Been psyched all week. I have her back again. I think last time she called from a parking lot. I don't know where she is this time. But we have American Idol finalist and fantastic individual Madison Vandenberg is back. Hello.
Hello, Richie. Yes, I am actually at home this time.
Oh, that's good.
That's so funny.
That's good.
Oh my God, thanks so much for having me on. I'm excited to be back.
Oh, I'm just so glad to have you. And everybody, especially in this area, wants to know what you're doing now. Just in general. How are you bearing up with this crazy world?
Yeah, it's been crazy. I graduated high school this summer. So
yes.
Since then, I've just been... I mean, live shows aren't a thing anymore, so I've really tried to improve, like, my producing skills and my songwriting skills and stuff just by writing a bunch of songs, and I just put out some stuff, so that's kind of what I've been working on, like a music video and a single just came out the other day, and we have more stuff coming out before the end of the year, so just kind of trying to prepare for 2021 because there's not much to do in 2020.
Crazy.
Right now.
Exactly. And that was part of my motivation for calling you. I saw everything in the press that you had the new song and the new work that you're doing. So I wanted to see if I could get you. And I did. I'm just so happy about it. You know, I was looking at this.
Always.
Oh, thank you. You know, this is kind of cool. Now, for folks who don't know, I mean, you'd have to live in a cave to not know. It was season 17. We're going back in time here. Right. That you came in third. Lane Hardy won. Alejandro came in second. And you came in third. Now, I have a question for you. Now that you're looking back, is there really any disadvantage in you not winning? Really? There isn't, is there? I answered it.
Honestly, I don't think there's really any disadvantage. Unless, like, if I just kind of ended with that, with the show, and didn't really do anything, I think, obviously, that's when, like, I would have a huge disadvantage of just coming in third. But then, if, you know, you stay at it and you work at it, like I've been doing, and Adrian and everybody who's been working with me, we've been all working so hard. And I think that kind of makes up for it. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So I don't know. I'm kind of really comfortable where I'm at, like where we're heading. And I'm really, really excited for what's to come, because we're just kind of trying to build up speed right now. And we have so much stuff that we have planned. So, yeah, I mean, it's always going to be something that, like, I ultimately, like, I kind of wish that, you know what I mean?
Right.
But, like, at the end of the day, I'm so, so grateful. And what I have now is way more than I ever imagined. You know,
exactly. The glasses have
full. Kind of chilling. We're just we're good.
That's right. I mean, just some of the things you did. I did. I'm terrible at math, but I did this math. Wait for this. Now, you sang at the 49ers game, for example, in Levi's Stadium, right?
Yeah, I did.
Now, there were 70,000 fans there. Am I wrong? That holds 70,000 people.
It's crazy. Yeah, I Googled it. Like when I was shocked when I saw that.
Yeah, but this might shock you more, because this dawned on me now. American Idol is watched on the average by 7.8 million people.
Oh, my God.
now that you've done the show, I'm shocking you. Did
oh
you know that?
Oh, my gosh. You did your research. For real.
It's not just people in Albany. It's not just people in Albany that watch the show. I just want to let you know that was a national show. Did you know that?
Sometimes in, like, the live streams and stuff I do now, like on Instagram,
right,
people are like, hey, from Brazil, hey, from Mexico, and I'm like, holy crap, like, it's so cool. It's crazy to think that it's not just where we're at right now, you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of
right.
There's so many people, you know, it's crazy. I know
it's but this makes it crazier now, because doing the math, this sounds like an SAT question. Okay, 70,000 people fit in the stadium. Okay, so I'm thinking, how many times does 70,000 go into 7.8 million? So you sang on American Idol for 111 stadiums full of people.
Oh my, you're blowing my mind right now. That's insane.
Right?
It's so weird to think about it like that, because that's crazy.
It is crazy when you really, I know.
Wow, that's insane. So much has happened, like, in the past year and year and a half of my life, I like, that stuff just blows my mind. Like, I can't even believe that happened. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
So on the on the nerve meter, right, what do you think was more nervous for you? Singing for 70,000 live fans in there, or singing in a studio with maybe, or even now, like some of the shows now, like The Voice, there's no audience at all.
Right, yeah.
So what kind of nerves do you think you would have to sing to a room with nobody in it versus, so, you know, 70,000 live people.
I honestly think, to be honest with you, the 70,000, like, live people watching you is very nerve-wracking, because,
right,
you know, I don't know, when there's, like, a camera, you're at least, you know, you don't really realize the amount of people that are there, but then you see it in front of you and you hear it and you're like, oh, and doing the national anthem, which is what I did at the 49ers game, like, was the most terrifying thing ever, because like, I just didn't want to mess up the words.
Sure.
It was so, I definitely say this to stadium.
You think of how many careers have been almost ended by screwing up the national anthem, right?
Yeah, exactly. There's so much pressure when you do that song. I feel that's why that's like probably, if anybody asks me what the hardest song to sing is, it's probably that one, because I get the most nervous.
Right. It's a hard song to sing in general. Plus, did you have the words on your sleeve just in case you messed up, or on your hand?
I actually have done that before.
Yeah.
And and my piano teacher, she gave me a wallet for my birthday, and in it she was like, I put a little typed up the lyrics of the national anthem, so you never forget. You always have it in your wallet.
Right.
So if that shows anything how nervous that makes me, there you go.
Going back to Idol, I was always wondering this. Maybe I asked you this the first time, but did you have any say in your choice of songs and the way you were going to do it, like the order of which you were going to do it? Like, maybe you're thinking, I'll do a powerhouse song the first time and then do Elton John the second time, or like your song. Did you have any say?
Yeah, actually, that was one of the best parts of American Idol, is they give you so much creative control over the entire experience. And unless there's really serious problems with, like, doing a specific song, which usually there never is, you know, like, they are just like, cool, if you like it and you think that's what you want to do, then go for it.
And, oh, that's great.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And the arrangements too, did you have any say that way? Like,
yeah, and like a good example of that is Alejandro. He really, really like shaped his like each and every song he did. And I remember, you know, we all knew how, you know, passionate he was about each performance, because he would, you know, really make an arrangement for the band as well, which is something we really all didn't have time to do. So it was really shocking to see him just be that, you know, awesome. He was really cool. So yeah, they gave you a lot of creative control over everything.
Do you notice that from the beginning of American Idol, American Idol used to have more of a sarcastic tone in terms of the way the judges would judge everybody, you know? And today, yes, it's really changed. I think it's become extremely positive. Do you like that better? I'm sure you do, right?
Yeah. Oh, well, I definitely did when I was on.
Yeah.
No, I know what you're talking about. I've seen, like, the funny videos of, you know, like, the older seasons and stuff.
Right.
I think it's a good idea, because, you know, you should still encourage somebody. Even if, you know, they have things they should work on, I feel like the encouragement, it's just better. So I don't know. I think it's pretty cool that they're kind of shifting to a positive vibe. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's more of a learning thing. Yeah.
Exactly.
And for the audience too, right? Yep.
Let's see here.
I got 19,000 more questions now. Yeah, I'm thinking too, with COVID, how much do you miss the fans? You've got to really be missing them.
Oh my gosh. So like waking up on show days was my favorite days, because just performing for people who I can just connect with and like see, like, you know, I can hold hands with them for, like, it's just the coolest thing ever. And that's something that I've really missed during quarantine, is just not being able to have that interaction with fans.
Sure.
And like the people who support me, and I just miss doing that. So that's why I'm really excited for next year, because I can't wait for that.
Hello?
Oh, hi there. Hold on. I'm just trying to... Are you there, Madison? I'm sorry. I lost you for a second.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay,
hi.
Sorry. Yeah, talking, there's somebody else that just kind of interrupted the... not interrupted. That's kind of rude to say. Kind of cut into the phone call.
Who is this?
Lorelai Schiller.
Lorelai, how are you?
I'm just fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. What's going on? Well, welcome to the recording.
Well, yes, I was quite honored to be invited as a mystery guest to the podcast.
Oh my gosh, this is so awesome.
What's interesting
this
is
so awesome.
I asked Adrian to find me somebody who really means so much to you. And when he told me it was a big fan, I said, you know, that's the most perfect thing, is a fan, somebody who's really followed you and supported you. And
yeah. Oh my goodness.
So, in the spirit of the holiday and the COVID season and all, I wrote a quick little poem. Can I read it right quick?
Sure.
Of course.
Okay. 'Twas the night before season 17 of American Idol when my daughter and I said, ho-hum, being attached to so many artists the season before, should we even bother or do something else instead? We hesitantly started watching and heard this young talent sing speechless when, lo and behold, I think you're the next Kelly Clarkson, she was told. The past season's favorites faded in our mind. Madison Vandenberg was our new idol energy, a one of a kind. We watched with enthusiasm through each song she performed, into a strong and impressive top three final she stormed. It's been fun to follow you on your lives with Instagram, Facebook, and Twitch, and see you perform via Stage It and at Daryl's house, always without a glitch. Your musical talents as both a singer and songwriter are unending and infectious. Our elegance, authenticity, and humbleness are impressively precious. Your mom is a real gem. As to each of my messages, she always responds. As a mom, I can relate and share common bonds. I've enjoyed getting to talk with you virtually a few times, but let's be real, 2020's been a bust. Whenever this COVID era is over, meeting Madison V in person is definitely a must. Until then, keep forging ahead. Your Seattle fans love you as you are. And Kelly Clarkson, please put her on your show. She's truly a megastar.
That was fantastic. Wow.
That was amazing. Thank you so much for writing that. That made my entire day.
Welcome to the Lorelai Schiller Podcast, and that's our show. No, that was.
Thanks for listening.
That was tremendous.
That was amazing.
What is the thing you like about Madison besides her voice, personality-wise? What draws you to her? What do you think separates her from the rest of the pack?
Well, from what I've witnessed throughout everything, throughout the Idol show and past Idol, is just that she's always extremely in tune with her fans. And tries to be as interactive as she can. And she's really good at multitasking. When I watch her on her lives, you know, she can be reading comments from fans, and taking song requests, and responding to fans' comments, and her piano falls on the floor, and she just keeps on going without a hitch. So it's quite impressive, you know. And for such a young person to have such composure and be able to perform like that and, you know, to be so mature and so authentic and so in tune with her fan base, it's just really impressive to see.
You're a musician, right?
Thank you.
I'm a musician wannabe. I'm a music enthusiast.
Music
by hobby.
No, you're awesome. I told her this from the start. She posts on her Instagram little short clips of songs and stuff, and it's just the sweet. It's so like calming. You're so awesome.
Yeah, I'd like to hear you.
I try to just interject my daily bit of positivity in the world,
which is great.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And what I was going to ask you is, can you imagine at 18? Or you were 17, right, Madison, when this happened? Could you imagine all that happening to you at 17? Because I'm a musician myself. I can't even imagine it.
Yeah, I can't imagine it either. I mean, it's truly amazing.
It really
and,
is.
You know, just the you know, I've told Adrian, too, just the level of maturity that I see. I mean, I have five kids. My youngest is your age, Madison, and she still asks me to make dental appointments for her.
Oh, I still do that sometimes. Sometimes you gotta have your mom do it, you know?
Yeah. So it's just, you know, to see you go out there and, you know, against the pressures in the industry, it's really amazing. And I just wish you all the best success there is. You deserve that. And we got to get you on Kelly Clarkson's show.
That's true. That's very true.
Yes, we are going to make it happen.
Well, thank you so much for breaking into my show. Lorelai.
Yes, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. It was an honor, and
great.
Y'all have a great day.
You too.
And Madison, I got to meet you one day.
Yes, we will do it for sure. Thank you so much.
And we'll be back after this word. Wow, I feel like a radio station. This is so cool. I actually have a sponsor. This is my first official sponsor of Top Talent. And this lady is a top talent and a great friend, Jen Bird. She's an independent local artist who sculpts. You've got to see her creations. It's unbelievable. It's a variety of these small collectible animals, including cats and dogs and otters. Oh, my! And dragons. Even food with little faces on them. It's the perfect thing for the holidays, really. You've got to check this out. It's Jenny's Creature Shop on Etsy.com. She's also on Instagram. Every figurine in this shop is handmade by her without the use of molds or anything like that. Each one is a unique piece of artwork. And right now, there's just a few Christmas ornaments left with free priority shipping. So she will get it to you before the 25th if you order it this week. And by the way, if you're listening to this, because you know how podcasts work, you could be listening to this thing in July. If we're past the holidays, she has all kinds of creatures on there for all kinds of purposes. You can go to Jenny's Creature Shop on Etsy.com and check out her work. What a talent on Top Talent. In fact, you can see a couple of the samples on my Facebook page, which is at Richie Phillips, RichiePhillips. And now back to Madison Vandenberg on
Top Talent.
I have to thank your manager for setting that up, because that was great.
Oh, that was really, really awesome. Thank you guys for planning that.
No problem. And now we're talking about age, and that really kind of relates to your new song, right?
Yes, 100%. And my latest single is called 18.
18. And yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead. Go for it.
I was going to play a little clip of it. And here we go.
Oh, yay, okay.
Yeah, here's the clip of the song. This is called 18.
Best friends turn to friends, turn into someone you don't want around. Living in the past, cause it's better than the now.
You cut it right off when you sent that to me. I was like, give me more.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for playing it. I'm so excited that it's out. I can't believe it.
Now, it is definitely out now. And where can you hear it or stream it or get it?
Yeah, so it's 100% out now. I know the first release day we had some issues, but now it's all available in all streaming platforms. So Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Pandora. You can even find it like on TikTok, which I thought was really, really cool. And YouTube as well. I posted a lyric video. So you can find it really, really anywhere.
Now, what prompted you to do something about 18? Did you really write it for others who were 18, or was there something really significant that happened to you when you were 18?
I wrote the song, like a week after I first turned 18, which was last year.
Right.
And, I think at that time, it was kind of something that was personal and kind of relatable to me as, you know, somebody who was kind of, I just feel like that was when I really started to become more of an adult and, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Kind of wake up and not be a kid anymore. And, so it was kind of a song that I just sat down and I wrote it so fast. And I think that's a sign when I write songs fast. Usually that means it's just like, you know, it's coming out easy. It's relatable. It's what's on my mind and my soul. So, you know, yeah, I think definitely. And then now, you know, even now I can still, there's still times where I feel, you know, that way, but I feel like, you know, being 18 taught me so much, and going through that, like, learning experience is, I think, what everybody has to go through to kind of become an adult, you know what I mean?
Sure.
So, yeah. And I think after I wrote it, I realized when, you know, people were listening to it before I had released it, you know, friends and family, a lot of people my age were relating to it. And I think that was what was really cool to me, was that, you know, I'm not alone in that feeling. And I think a lot of people go through the same thing at really any age. A lot of people have even said in the comments, you know, like, this feel, you know, you feel this way sometimes at any age. So,
sure.
I thought that was the coolest part about it, was I feel like this is my first song that I've really had people relate to the words and, you know, the vibe of it.
Exactly. You know, I've always tried to write original music, and it just doesn't come out of me. I've always done song parodies. I've always taken songs and rewritten them. And I heard your song,
yeah,
and I was thinking, if I did the song from my point of view, let's see. When I was 18,
oh,
the price of gasoline was a gallon for 36 cents. When I was 18, you probably think Woodrow Wilson was the president. And that's as far as I got.
No way. That was incredible. That was the best thing I've ever heard. Thank you for blessing me with that.
Sorry, I stole your song. I'm sorry. Now watch, she's going to sue me for everything.
No, you made it 10 times better. No.
Okay.
We should do a remix.
Okay.
We'll release it as the official remix.
I think I've asked you just about everything I wanted to ask you here. Well, is there a plan B for you? Let's say, God forbid, it doesn't work out and there's something else that you wanted to do in life. Or are you a plan A or nothing person, that you're just going to take this till you can't take it no more?
maybe, I don't know. It sounds naive, but, like, I kind of take things one day at a time. So I guess I'm always kind of a plan A
mm-hmm.
person, you know, like, kind of make plan A work so you don't have to have a plan B, which is not always realistic, but that's how I try to be, you know.
They do say most successful people don't have a plan B. They purposely don't have one.
Yeah. I remember I was really young and I used to sit in my room and listen to, like, motivational podcasts, like, where people talk about their experiences with trying to, you know, be successful and, like, you know what I mean? And it's so funny because, I don't know, I feel like listening to those kind of helped me now.
Sure. To keep going. I was going to ask you about the producing of the song. That was before you go, because I'm kind of interested from a geek point of view and the musician point of view. You produced, I read that you produced the song, you wrote the song. So you were in a studio. Where did you actually record the song?
I actually have been creating a little home studio at my house.
Wow.
And I recorded everything. I did everything here.
Oh, no kidding. That's amazing. So like on Logic or something like that, or Pro Tools or?
Yeah, I use Logic, and it took me, it was like the first song that I've ever released that I've produced. And so I was really nervous. And I just remember sitting for hours, and I'm learning so much as I'm doing it. Like, it's not like I knew half the stuff that I know now. I learned from just doing 18. That's how I did it in here. I'm in it right now, actually.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I have Logic too, and I didn't find it logical. I've been trying to learn it and trying to learn it. That's an amazing program. You can do so much with it.
Oh my gosh, 100%. I think it just kind of recently got a lot better too with of everything that it's upgrading to, because like Pro Tools was it for a while, and I never had the motivation to learn it because it was just too hard. And then I found Logic, and I was like, wow, this is like a lot easier, but it's still the same quality, everything. And it was great.
You play three instruments, right?
What'd you say?
You play three instruments, I read. You don't just play guitar.
Right, yeah. I play piano, guitar, and three. Well, I don't know. Like, I dabble in, like, drums, but it's a dabble. Not anything.
But did you play guitar? Did you play at least those two instruments on this?
I played, like, most of the song is piano and then virtual instruments, so I just kind of did it all on the keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's that's great. So could you do you're going to do your entire album this way as a solo right in your house?
Yeah, honestly, if it's possible, I would love to. And then I also really like working with other producers too, so maybe it'll be a collab. Maybe it'll be a bunch of different producers, or yeah, we don't know yet, but if I can do it, I would love to. It's a lot of fun to produce.
Well, you know, like Paul McCartney from the Beatles, did you see he has a new album out that he did completely himself? And that was, again, I'm old enough to remember when his first Paul McCartney number one came out, like right after the Beatles broke up, he did the entire album by himself, and that was like unheard of for him to play every instrument and record in his house, you know? And now it's commonplace.
Wow. Yeah, that's amazing, though. That's so, like, music back then, there was so much more real instruments involved, though. So for him to do all that, that must have been, like, the coolest thing ever. I didn't know that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, and he played real instruments, yeah, not virtual ones, exactly. Yeah. Well, this has been great.
So
I really
cool.
had such a good time, and thank you for letting me do this.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on. It's always a blast. Thank
okay.
you.
Great, and good luck to you, and we're watching every move you make, so we hope the moves get bigger and bigger. Can't wait to hear your new album.
Hopefully.
Is this an album that you have a title for, or is it the single just for now?
We still have a couple more singles to release before we were going to put out either an EP or an album. It's kind of still in the works yet, but I'm writing the songs for it, and then we're going to kind of pick and choose which one to put on it. So
okay. It's
still a little far away because we still have a couple more songs to put out before it.
Okay. Well, best of luck with this, and can't wait to hear more. Ladies and gentlemen, Madison Vandenberg. Woohoo! Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I have to say something about her. I've always wanted to say this to her face, and I always forget to during the podcast, but it's her attitude and her show of gratitude for everything and modesty that I think is going to get her so far. And I think that comes through every time I talk to her. She really is just a regular person and incredibly talented. I mean, really. You know, they said she's the next Kelly Clarkson. You better watch out, Kelly. She's going to have her own show. That's Madison Vandenberg. Now, I'm recording this episode right before the holidays, right before Christmas. And, you know, I think a lot of people are looking for bargains. The economy is not great. We're looking for bargains constantly. We've looked for bargains. And there is one place that we go to. And I want to preface this by saying we honestly go to this place all the time because it is a great place to look for things that are cheap. But as I walked out of the store, as my wife, actually, who does the shopping there, walked out of the store, and I'm sitting in the car, this came out of my head. I was thinking it might be a kind of a funny play on Oh Christmas Tree, Oh Christmas Tree, because this is where she got the ornaments from, this particular store. But again, I just want to tell management, this is a joke. We honestly love this store, and we go there all the time. And what I'm telling you in this song really didn't happen. With that in mind, here's my version of Oh Christmas Tree, and I wish everybody a happy and safe holiday season.
Oh Dollar Tree, oh Dollar Tree, thy decorations came from thee. Thy Christmas tree, it was marked down, reminding us of Charlie Brown. The ornaments I bought myself, they were broken on your store's top shelf. But I must say, in their defense, we've got them all for 50 cents. Dollar Tree, oh Dollar Tree, you helped us out financially. Thy tinsel should hang nice and neat. Ours look much more like shredded wheat. The star that's perched upon the top, if you sneeze, it will surely drop. Thy string of lights, I really think, they are not supposed to blink. Last night thy cheap old plastic tree damn near electrocuted me. Though you can't find a better sale, next time I think we'll pay retail.
And by the way, there's a video for this particular song on my Facebook page and also on YouTube at Richie Phillips, with animation by the person that I mentioned during the podcast, Jen Bird, who's also the owner and general manager of The Creature Shop on Etsy.com, where you can see her fabulous creations. And shameless plug of my own to finish up, I also do a thing on Facebook every once in a while, Pop-Up Piano Bar, where I just kind of pop up and play songs, and my regular Facebook Live Piano Bar, where I schedule it. So if you see that on Facebook, join in. I just sing at the piano live and throw in some song parodies and have some fun and take requests and that type of deal. And my Facebook page again is Richie Phillips. That's it. RichiePhillips. I also would like to set up a mailing list to just let you know when I'm going to be doing these things. If you'd like to join the mailing list, just shoot me an email at richie1077@gmail.com, and I will let you know. I'm not going to spam you. I'm not going to sell your name to anybody. I'm not that kind of guy. All right? That's it. These podcasts air every other Tuesday on Top Talent Tuesday. It's kind of a way to remember it, hopefully. And I hope you'll spread the word, because I love doing this, and I love having you listen to it. Thanks again for listening. See you next time on
Top Talent!